This is the third time in 6 years the Council has debated the issue. The proposed ordinance would require property owners to accept federal Section 8 housing assistance recipients. Advocates of the measure say Madison landlords are currently allowed to discriminate against poor renters who already have limited housing options. Opponents object to the additional paperwork and red tape that Section 8 tenants require. Alderperson Brenda Conkle is sponsoring the proposal and is discouraged by the delay.
It's incredibly frustrating to me, the excuses that have been used over the last 6 years about why we can't vote on it tonight. You know, we've created three different committees to look at this. We've had housing summits. We've had roundtables. We've, you know, done everything we can to delay voting on this, and I just don't see a need for it anymore.
Yet not all council members are ready to make a decision. Alderperson Judy Compton wants to see more research about the local rental climate. Still, Compton opposes any ordinance that would require landlords to rent to Section 8 recipients. She says greater education about the federal low-income housing program is what Madison needs, not additional regulation.
I think that that's the way to do it. It isn't to go there with billy clubs and say, you must do this. We don't care if you own this property. We're going to tell you what to do with it. That's very negative, and that's something that our country is not founded on. And so you can't, just because we're in Madison, Wisconsin, assume that position. You have to give people the right of choice.
The council will resume the Section 8 housing debate in September. In the meantime, a special committee will collect data about Madison's rental market and the need for more access to affordable housing. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.